Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the Dale and Keith Show.
Final score, the Boston Bruins 4, the Toronto Maple Leafs 2, and it will take 7.
Well, as all the players are saying, first 6 games don't mean anything. The only thing that matters is game 7.
Dale Arnold.
The Boston Celtics defeat the Indiana Pacers 4-0.
Regular season is done with. You know, we're not that same team.
Rich Keefe.
Do you want to know who the Rich Keefe guy who needs to step up to help the Bruins win guy is?
We were all waiting for that.
Right? It is Jake DeBrusk.
Here's Crazy, but DeBrusk scores!
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Fourth and final hour, Dale and Keefe. Sports Radio WEEI. We've talked a lot about the Bruins and the Celtics. A little bit about the Red Sox. We've got to talk a little bit of football here as well. The draft is Thursday, first round. Second and third rounds Friday. Rest of the draft comes up on Saturday. A lot of question marks about what the Patriots are going to do. They're going to draft a quarterback.
I'm a no on the quarterback thing. I know everybody's saying you got to do it. Tom Brady's 1,000 years old, and you got to get the quarterback in the future. It's the most important position. I understand that it is. I would also like them to help Tom Brady out for this year. They need a tight end or two. They need a wide receiver or two. You could always use a linebacker. You could always use guys on the D line. Secondary, as good as the secondary is, there are some older guys there. So I want guys that can help the team this year. I'm a no on quarterbacks. Also, unless they trade
at all,
yeah, I don't want a quarterback
at any point.
I don't want one.
You're happy with Hoyer and Danny Etling?
Yeah, because if it's not Brady, you're not winning anyway. Right? Whether it's Daniel Jones, because that's the guy now. Everybody's all, ooh, the Patriots are smitten with Daniel Jones. I don't know who that report first came out of. I know Todd McShay. I think even Mel Kiper, maybe now they both have. They do so many mock drafts, it's hard to keep them straight. But
they both
have Daniel Jones right now?
Number 32, their latest mock draft came out last week.
And he's like a super tall quarterback from Duke. I don't know. I know you're not supposed to judge a book by its cover.
But you are.
But Duke football? I'd rather take North Dakota State. Duke.
How about the guy they drafted out of Eastern Illinois?
Yeah, don't want him either. They traded him away.
But he was pretty good.
Yeah, I would rather a small school like that than a garbage ACC school for some reason. Just Duke, I don't like that. But and so at 32 overall, so you have all these needs. You're a great team. The best team, the defending champs, you have all, but wouldn't you rather have a starting tight end than a backup quarterback? So you're going to use your first round pick on a guy who's not going to play a snap? No thanks. Don't want it. Because I also don't think this is Brady's last year, right? I mean, unless you think it's Brady's last year, I don't know why you would say they have to draft a quarterback.
I have no reason to think that right. This is his last year.
So do you want them to take a quarterback?
If you legitimately think that you are drafting Tom Brady's replacement, because you don't have Tom Brady's replacement here now.
Right.
If Bill Belichick and Nick Caserio and the scouting staff say, and I'll just use the name just because you mentioned it, Daniel Jones is the guy to replace Tom Brady. If they say that, then yes, go get him.
I mean, it's that important, and I guess that would be my question is it, I mean, you're not going to replace Tom Brady. Like, I mean, obviously somebody's going to have to be the starting quarterback, but you're not going to get somebody like him.
I don't mean, you're not going to get him.
But like, the guy you think is going to be your starter for 10 years.
Yes,
like, if that guy is available, you obviously want to take him. But is it certainly him? And was it nobody in last year's draft class? You don't think it's going to be anybody in next year's draft class? Like, if for some reason you're that head over heels for Daniel Jones, then I guess. But he's probably going to be what, the third quarterback taken in the draft? I mean, Murray and Haskins are going to be long gone. And then I don't know if anybody else is going to jump in front of Daniel Jones. And then you think that's the guy. You know what Tom Brady is. You know how good this team can be. I would invest a first-round pick in a player that is going to be a part of the success and not just a part of the distant, in my mind, future.
I think Rich and I would like to make a unanimous plea, a Dale and Keith plea.
What's that?
That there are some people who probably should not be on social media.
Yeah, it's not for everybody,
Dale.
It really is not for everybody. I know people think that it is, but they're wrong.
I forget who it was who first brought this to my attention. Somebody sent it to me and said, have you seen this yet? It was I know who it was. It was Courtney Cox, my Nesson colleague.
Courtney Cox, not the Friends actress.
No.
Okay.
No, the more talented one.
Oh,
so,
please.
Whoa.
Courtney Cox was unbelievable in Scream. She was so good
as Gail
Weathers.
She married David Arquette.
But divorced.
Judgment lapse.
Divorced, but married.
Everybody makes a mistake. Yeah. She made one mistake. So she posted, everybody did,
yeah,
the rather lengthy Instagram post by Danny Amendola.
Yeah, and, he had a day here.
He eventually deleted this post, but sorry,
we
Danny.
We all have it. I'm holding it in my hand.
It's in my hand right here. It lives forever.
Yeah.
He got his friend Julian Edelman to say, Danny, get off Instagram, please.
Please. And thanks.
Thank you. I don't know what he thought. Apparently, there was some Instagram post of Olivia Culpo, his former girlfriend.
Yeah, his ex
with some other guy.
His on-again, off-again girlfriend.
Yeah, a relationship has been up and down and back and forth.
I've also heard from a source. I have a source of this. I've heard from a source that was not... You know the couple that when you're at the party? Say you're at a party, right? Like a group of people are at a party, and there's the couple that...
You never go.
No. I used to, though. I got dragged there when I was in my 20s.
Okay.
But when you'd go to a party, and there would always be the one couple that's fighting, and there might be tears, there might be some yelling, there might be... Then all of a sudden, they're smooching again, then they're back screaming at each other, and then it's like, where is she, where is he? You know that couple? We all know that couple?
Yeah.
According to my sources, that was them. They're that couple. So take it for what it's worth. But, I mean, he even admits in the Instagram post how they're like on again, off again,
on again.
That's also a theme of those couples.
You get
a couple of drinks in them, and who the hell knows?
There are times, to quote Don Imus, who said this once, I don't believe I would have shared all of this.
No, I would have kept a lot of this under my hat.
Some of this, I maybe would have kept between me and Olivia.
Yeah. I would have kept it under my hat. And speaking of hats, he had a follow-up post with a terrible hat. But anyway, go ahead. Did this post?
You can't read it all.
It's insane.
First of all, there are bad words in here.
And it's insanely long. This is the beauty of Twitter. You couldn't tweet all this. Instagram, I'm not on Instagram. Is there like whatever you want? Could you write a book on Instagram?
Yes.
Amendola kind of did.
No cap.
No cap. That is, I don't care for that at all.
And
I wasn't
the
fan of Twitter.
And the sex was
characters.
Bleeping crazy too. I mean, that's just an example of maybe something I would have kept in house.
No, that I would have shared. That'd be the one thing maybe I would have mentioned. And that's also talk about things that aren't surprising. Not to go down that road too much, but of course.
Does he mean like as a team, or does he mean like?
I think
is he just complimenting her.
No. I think together probably it was his words crazy.
So playoff Danny bringing it.
I would say yeah. Takes two to tango, at least two to tango. He didn't really get into anything other specifics there. But yeah, they had a very passionate relationship. He's throwing shade.
He wrote, and I'm just going to quote here.
Yeah, go ahead.
However, living a public image isn't my choice. It's something I've learned to deal with.
Right.
Reading all these wild stories about her and I and seeing Olivia with other men.
Oh, boy.
I just wanted to personally clear the air out here.
Yeah.
We've been on and off for a long time and not together as of late.
Okay.
Not sure what's in the future, but the only thing I care about is her happiness. All caps.
Oh, well, and if I don't know about that.
And if that's dancing with scrawny little bleeps,
be it. Come on.
I'm happy too. With that said, Liv, my beautiful ex-girlfriend, Providence's finest and Baker's Bay pancakes.
Baker's Bay pancakes.
I don't know.
It turns into a yearbook entry at the end, where he's just like giving shout outs and inside jokes. And then Edelman had the only response he possibly could have, as he said, Dale. He says, just get off of Instagram. So apparently she was with, who was the guy? Shyam, you would know this.
Zed.
Who's Zed?
The
guy from Pulp Fiction?
That's the letter Z in Canada.
The guy from Pulp Fiction?
An EDM artist.
Zed's dead, baby.
Artist is
Zed's dead.
I am learning so much today. Hey, ASMR.
He's an ASMR. He's an ASMR.
No, EDM artist.
No. EDM. He also plays a lot of Overwatch. Fun fact.
Oh.
Guy's a loser.
Now he's you want to date him.
All of a sudden, this guy seems fun. Wait, so what does he do? EDM?
Yeah, he's an EDM artist. So he has
he's a DJ.
Lot of,
what does
so
that
he's
mean?
A DJ.
Is that like...
It's house music.
Oh, okay. I thought that was a code
electronic
for Molly.
Dance music.
I'll get you a little taste.
What's Molly? Isn't that like...
That's another, a drug.
No, I understand, but isn't that... There's like a letters for that, too.
You mean like LSD? Like that
no,
kind of
not
letters?
LSD. I'm thinking of something else. I'm all
yes,
around
you are.
It. I'm all around it. But so she was with Zed, who... Amendola's words, not mine, is a scrawny little bleep.
Yes.
Oh, MDMA is what I was thinking of. Like ecstasy. This is Zed?
This is his music, yeah. He's a DJ, and then people sing on his music. That's why the 2010s are the worst decade of music
yeah,
ever.
It's not a good music. Oh, I've heard this song. This is him?
Yeah, that's him in the background.
Singing, but...
Well, no.
Yeah.
Is that Olivia Culpo singing?
No.
Foxes is
apparently,
the name of
apparently,
sorry,
what,
you could,
what,
you could stop that,
yeah,
please. You could stop that.
All
forever.
Right, all right.
Whatever.
Get so, down, come on.
No, stop it, please.
Apparently, there's
I'm
an issue that he wants to be a lot more private than Olivia wants
I
to be.
I guess that is the thing,
He
yeah.
says, I believe in nailing picture frames on the inside of my house to remind the ones I love that I care. Olivia chooses and wants to be noticed on the internet and in Hollywood to make money.
Eesh.
Which was hard for me to understand, but quickly had to learn. Whereas the cost of fame in this world doesn't appeal to me. I play ball for one reason, and that's respect. The only reason I'm writing this post is because whether I liked it or not, we lived in the public eye.
Yeah, you did. Did you notice that the picture, too, that was there that accompanied it was him on his bed, just like with the abs ripped? Like, he looked real good.
In other words,
yeah.
I live.
Yeah. Hey, this is what you're missing out on. Does Zed have these bad boys? Bet he doesn't. He wasn't naked, because I don't think that would fly on the old gram.
I'd be good if it was not there.
But he was showing off the washboard abs. Then he follows that up. He tweets out, so he deletes that one. Or Instagram, I mean.
Well,
he deletes
he
that
He deleted
post.
It, but everybody on the planet
oh,
has
yeah,
it,
they have
including
it.
Us.
Then he follows it up with a picture of him wearing a... Cowboy hat, I guess. Like a derby hat? Kind of? Oh, cowboy hat.
Cowboy hat.
And he's like staring off somewhere else. He's not looking at the camera, but I guess that's what you do when you're a model. And he wrote, fake people have an image to maintain. The real ones just don't care. And nobody cares less than somebody who writes a 20,000-word Instagram post.
I would like to call attention, too, to the top comment on our screenshot there. It is just,
Yeah, just...
That's all they wrote. Oh.
Yeah, what else can you say?
But, I mean, is Amendola having a tough life go at it? Going up in flames here in front of us, or...
Now, she was
at the Super Bowl, right?
Was 2 years ago?
Yeah, the last one he was in. Right, because there was a picture of her on the field wearing her Amendola jersey.
I think so. Or was that the one that they won? I don't know if she was at the one that they won.
I'm not sure.
I don't remember, but she was definitely on the field for some of this stuff. But yeah, it does not seem like it's going very well right now. Would you blame Zed? Is Zed the home wrecker? Or maybe just these two kids just didn't have it? It's a shame.
But listen, he's right, though. Zed, scrawny guy.
Yeah.
Compared to...
Scrawny little bleep.
Scrawny little bleep.
Yeah.
So, your words.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Evidently, Olivia Culpo, her name, pronouns, pal.
Yeah.
She wants to live her life a little more publicly than Danny Amendola is comfortable with.
Well, when you're an Instagram model, I feel like that's pretty public.
Is that what we... like, when she makes out her tax return, does occupation, does she put Instagram model?
Yeah, I think that's a thing, right?
I don't know.
But
she's a supermodel, right?
She is.
Yeah, okay.
But there are
but
so
some
many
of the Instagram models are straight up just Instagram models. That's what they are. There's a lot of money in that.
Technically, they're content creators.
Content creators
is that what they are?
And influencers.
Get out of here.
That is. It's a thing. Did you watch the Fire Festival?
I sure did. It's garbage.
Influencers.
All these people are garbage.
No, they're not. Oh.
The documentary.
Oh, just because you don't
understand
it. The
documentary was great.
I understand. No, the documentary is fine. But I just think this whole influencers thing is like a real issue in this society right now.
What's the issue?
Because these people don't really do anything.
Yes, they do.
What do?
They influence.
Because you've—I'm sure you've been influenced by them.
I have. I saw them. Man, I really got to go buy those sneakers.
That watch.
I need to go spend $400 on that pair of kicks.
Look at that. I could wear those. That guy's wearing them. I could wear those. That's what I think. Look at that guy. He's out at a restaurant. I wish I was at that restaurant.
I say that every day. That guy has a million followers.
I'm sure that's what you say. Yeah. Knowing you, the little bit you let us in on
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
You always say, man, I'm jealous.
I'm swayed and I'm jealous. Yeah.
Jealous of the millions of fake yeah. followers that these people have.
I find it interesting that Danny Amendola is saying, and I'm quoting here, if you're my real friend, you know I'm private. In front of 52,715 views.
Yeah.
How private can you be That's if true. You're posting this on Instagram?
I don't know. It seems like the opposite of private
it
is
seems,
what he's doing
It
here.
Seems counterproductive to private.
I know.
I think he just had to let it out. I feel like this is what happens with people when they say they're private people. Like one time, it just like boils up in them. Like, all right, I'm just going to let it out. Here we go.
Now, this is... I'll ask
Want
the question.
The humble brag part of this?
Sure.
Oh, yeah, this.
Sure.
Truth is, I have a whole cell phone of funny, embarrassing, sexy pics IG would love to have.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
the humble yeah. brag part of the post.
Yeah, let's see those funny pics. Post those
oh,
funny
the sexy pics.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I want the funny. I want to laugh. I want a good laugh. Look at those funny pics. Yeah, that's a weird one. Now, you don't think, and we're having some fun with this, head injuries a factor here? Is that too much of a
legitimate question?
It is, isn't it?
So if you
post something like this, right? Say, and we all have social media. We don't all have the kind of followers that Amendola has. But if you tweet something or Instagram post something or if you're still on Facebook something that you regret.
Happens
usually,
to me all the time.
Usually you're drunk, right? Or maybe you're high. I don't know how that works. I pass on grass. And then... Or, like, if you're some of these athletes, could it be head injury stuff?
I'm just really depressed.
Yeah, emotions.
Could be. Could be that. Is that what it is? But then you would delete it. Like, he deleted it pretty quickly, I think.
Because he probably didn't run this by like,
It took
go
him a long
team.
Time to run it, or to write it. This had to take him a week to write. This is insanely long.
Especially if you're using those little yeah. buttons on your iPhone.
Oh, you can't write it on the phone. You got to sit down, nice desktop.
But you can't post on the desktop and Instagram.
Oh, see, I don't know.
So what happens, he probably wrote this and then sent an email to himself, copy and pasted it.
It's a lot of legwork here.
Oh,
you'd
man.
Be surprised. There's people write, like, yeah. very long posts on there. I'm like, there's no way they wrote this in the app.
This is like one of the texts that you write out to your ex-girlfriend that you never sent.
Does that happen to you?
No, don't hit send. No!
Once or twice.
No!
Just write back. I just really want to get all this off my chest.
Yeah, you just got to write it out, man.
Yeah.
Just let it all out.
How's that make you feel?
A hell of a lot better.
Oh, so speaking of this, so the last time you were in, which was a month and a half ago, we were talking about you had a big first date coming up.
Sure did.
How did that go?
Swell.
Swell. Dale, how would you read into swell?
Swell sounds like he doesn't really want to share as much as Danny
got
Amendola.
Got a second one tomorrow night.
Oh, whoa. Really? We're back.
I know it.
A second date?
Yes, sir.
Nice. All right.
So let's be honest, and for people who are just joining us, you took her to a biker bar.
No, it wasn't a biker bar.
Well, that's sort of the way it was described to me.
Oh, it was a hipster bar.
It had a speakeasy feel to it. It's more, very much more hipster.
It was a hipster bar, but just in a dangerous spot.
A dangerous hipster bar.
Yeah. So you guys hit it off.
We did. We got to chat, and we both love the TV show Friday Night Lights.
There you go.
Marry that girl.
I was going to say,
wait.
You guys are good.
Who's your favorite character?
Tim Riggins. Of course,
nah.
Tim Riggins. That's
be
fine.
Careful.
No, that counts. Tim Riggins counts.
Saracen, I'd put a ring on it tomorrow.
Matt Saracen.
Yeah.
No, Riggins
She told
is
me
favorite.
She'd marry Coach Taylor. I would marry Coach Taylor, so it works out great.
Seems appropriate.
That's pretty good.
So, I hate to ask this.
No, go ahead. Let it rip.
I feel I have to. Did she hear us talking about her?
No. I happened to mention it to her.
Yeah. Is she a big fan of what you do for a living?
She doesn't hate it.
Okay.
Dale thinks I have a great voice. So that's
You do
a
have a great voice.
Has she heard you sing?
She has. She heard me sing the goodbye song that I have for you guys.
Oh, she liked
show.
That. That's sort of
Is that what you did
bit.
At the end of the night? Did you sing the song to her?
I jokingly sent her the clip of me and Giselle.
You
and
did
told
not
her
jokingly
I did
anything.
With
you
Giselle.
Wanted to send it.
That's pretty good. She seems like a good time. She seems fun. She likes Friday Night Lights. She likes your voice. There's really nothing more.
We're going to go with 1,000 Miles by Vanessa Carlton.
No, don't do that
okay,
one.
Jason.
No, don't do that one. I'm guessing he's the only person who's ever requested that particular tune.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Making my way downtown, walking fast. Faces
come on, time.
Hold on. I need to regroup.
We're trying to put you over here. Here we go.
I'm staring blankly ahead, just make my way.
This would have sealed it.
Through the crowd.
I take it all back.
This is awful.
See, a lot of recording artists, Dale, what they do is they get into the studio. They don't have that live pressure on them, and that's when they can perform, and that's when they put out the album that's so good. They get in front of a live mic. It can be difficult.
I needed Mike's magic juice before I really got it going.
Yeah, that's true. Sober as a bird when he did that.
No,
that's
you said she likes your voice. Singing voice or like speaking voice? Like
oh, he's got a good...
my singing voice.
Oh, I thought you meant like your voice voice. Mike, he does have a good voice.
Nice baritone to it.
Yeah, I think so.
Nice set of pipes.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, appreciate you're welcome.
It.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things like I feel like when you tell somebody like, oh, like I work in radio or whatever, like, oh, yeah, you have a great voice. I thought that's where she was going. She likes your...
Yeah, no, she didn't compliment me in that regard.
No, that's all right. Does she like Game of Thrones?
She started watching it.
Oh, no!
Oh, no!
No! No, this could be a good thing.
No, it's not a good thing.
There's only 4 weeks left in that, then it's gone for eternity.
Yeah, no, but that's all Shyam talks about.
It's a good point.
That is big time trouble. You can only
screams
talk...
about it back here.
Oh, I know. No, she doesn't watch Thrones.
It's a bit of a struggle, but then again, she also doesn't think I'm totally a loser for playing video games. So,
oh, that's good.
There's some trade-off.
Yeah, because that would be tough to overcome.
Exactly.
You can't hide that.
The other big move, if she's never watched Game of Thrones, there's a whole lot of time for you to spend together. You get her into it.
Rewatch. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like
did
you're
that with a previous
not...
girlfriend, though. Oh, I don't know if I want to make that commitment again.
Yeah, that's why they broke up. Season 3, they broke up.
Who hurt you, Shyam? There it is. You can't rewatch a show again?
No, I'll rewatch Game of Thrones, just not with another person.
Oh, okay. It's deep.
Sounds like you and the Fortress of Solitude.
Yeah, just stay
built
there by
too
myself.
Strong of a connection. You really just good you know, point. You don't want to
because then it taints the show for you too.
Exactly.
You
know, like
it's
going
a
back
sad
on it.
Memory.
I am having issues in that regard. My wife got into Game of Thrones late.
Oh,
like only the last year or so.
Wait a minute. So did she get all caught up though?
She hasn't watched all the previous ones. She's only watched like the last 2 years.
That gives me anxiety. I can't watch the sequel
so
to a movie with somebody who hasn't seen the first one.
Why Bran was staring.
I can't.
And trying to explain. No, he pushed him out of a window. I mean, it's like.
Oh my God. I can't do it. I'd be like, I would please ask you nicely to leave the room. I need to explain everything to the people that are I'm watching it with, or they just can't watch it. I lose my mind. Like the MCU, like my wife watched some of the MCU movies, but not all of them. And so now at this point, I'm like, you can't. Like you can't even, you know you're not going to watch Infinity War. You can't do it. Or Endgame. It wouldn't make sense.
I'm the worst with that. I'll ask so many questions. Like even if it's a TV show, my wife.
Don't go to the movies with him.
Drive me nuts.
Yeah. I don't do it in the movies as much, but like when my wife has
much.
I still ask a lot of questions.
But the TV
I never stop talking.
It's like Game of Thrones is all, they're all available. So you can just go back and watch them all.
No, but I'm just saying like a random show like my wife will be watching. I'll be like, hey, what's going on with this guy? Like, why is he with her?
No.
Is he mad?
If you care that much, you got to go back and watch them all.
No, I just care in the moment.
Or just be quiet and figure it out.
Yeah, that's true. Put the clues together.
Thanks, guys.
You could do
appreciate
it.
The advice.
I trust you.
I do actually see him sitting in a movie theater just talking nonstop. Hey,
oh,
did
yeah,
you see that?
For sure.
Oh. Could. Don't go up. Don't open that. I mean, I can just see it now.
I've yelled a couple times at a theater.
Have we seen how many people watched Game of Thrones last night yet? Have they released that number? Because the first one was
Bruins
a
won
record.
The day, and then
they
Game
did.
Of Thrones
the
is right under
that.
The
first one was something around 17.9 million or something like that.
It was a record. Yeah. Only six episodes. Only four left. I don't know what I'm going to do. What do we do? What happens after this?
What will happen with your life?
Nothing. I got a major event coming up, so actually that might take some time away.
Endgame is the end of this week.
That's right. Thursday night, I'm going. It's a 3-hour movie. I'm going to a 10:30 showing, so how do you think I'm going to be on Friday?
Just come right here into the office. You might as well come right to the studio.
Yep.
You and Patrick Gilroy can rip it up for a few minutes
then.
Maybe not.
No.
617-779-7937. We'll get back to more mundane matters besides Shyam's love life in just a couple of minutes. Dale and Keefe, but we've got a trend first.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout,
15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We were just talking off the air here about what has happened with Kate Smith with professional sports teams. The New York Yankees, the Philadelphia Flyers have dropped using her God Bless America recording. They will not use it anymore.
I was going to say, for people who don't know Kate Smith, she's a singer who she's like long since dead, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah. But she died in 1986 at the age of 79.
Bigger lady.
She did a and she did this version of God Bless America that athletic teams have used for a long time. Really synonymous with the Flyers. It was one of those things where whenever Kate Smith sang, the Flyers would always win a playoff game or
was
whatever.
Was it like a Fat Lady Sings type of thing? Is that why?
No, I just think they
I don't know. I'm just asking the questions here.
She received really the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 1982.
Okay. Then what happened?
The Yankees found out. Now, I don't know how the hell we didn't know this until now, but we didn't. The Yankees became aware that Kate Smith sang a song, a popular 1931 song, the title of which, the song, was That's Why Darkies Were Born. Among the lyrics,
Jesus.
Someone had to pick the cotton. Someone had to pick the corn. Someone had to slave and be able to sing That's Why Darkies Were Born. That's the lyrics from this song.
God.
Now, she didn't write the words or anything like that, but she sang it.
Yeah.
She recorded another song. I don't even know if I can say this one. So
yeah, maybe don't.
I probably
maybe
won't.
Don't.
Using a word, using a racial slur for a black child.
Oh.
Now, somehow, some way, word of this came out recently. Now, I don't know how it didn't come out before now, but it didn't. So not only did these two teams, the Yankees and the Flyers, have said, we're not playing Kate Smith anymore.
Right.
They actually had a statue of Kate Smith outside the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia.
Why?
Look at that's the statue.
They had that in Philadelphia?
They did. They had a big statue of Kate Smith.
I did not know that.
Well, it's gone.
Yeah, they tore that down?
They removed the statue over the last few days. So basically, what happened was starting in 69, the Flyers would play Kate Smith's version of God Bless America before must-win games. The record in games in which they played God Bless America, they were 101, 31, and 5.
Oh, well, I guess I know why she has a statue.
Yes. She did the song in person before the team captured its Stanley Cup in 1974.
Yikes.
I don't know where, I don't know how people found out now about these songs and didn't find out before this or didn't know that she had recorded these songs. But when you read the lyrics of the song, you know, that I read to you, you're going, how could you even, how is it even a question?
I mean, I guess, yeah, just somebody had to unearth all this stuff. Because I'm sure in the 1930s, people were just like, oh, yeah, it's a pretty good song. Yeah, way to go.
Well, she had a number of songs which, at least I didn't know. Maybe other people knew that she had recordings of these, you know, overtly racist songs. I did not know.
Ridiculous.
People know now. And
so when you're spinning the hits on AAF this weekend, make sure you don't play any Kate
Smith.
Don't
play Kate Smith.
I got a couple lined up over here.
Yeah, don't do it. Did you know, so this weekend when I was in the car just flipping around different stations, two different stations I heard Michael Jackson still.
That's got to go.
What are we doing?
A lot of places have pulled it.
Oh, that's what I thought. Yes. It was like two
Not
stations.
In this city.
I was going to say two stations within like 5 minutes, and it was two different songs. I'm like, what are they doing?
What?
There's not. We don't have other music here. We don't have other things to play.
King of Pop. He had so many hits that like some of these radio stations built their reputation on playing him when
they're
he was
like,
popular.
Just enjoy the music. I'm like, yeah, okay. But
haven't heard
weird.
R. Kelly on the radio in a while.
Have not, no. Have not. But yeah, so it's the end of the Kate Smith era, I suppose.
Kate Smith is all done. We told you earlier, based on information provided by Boston Sports Info, that Tuukka Rask in his career in game sevens.
Not great.
Is 2-2, a 3.72 goals against average, and an .845 save percentage.
Yeah, that's particularly bad.
Frederik Andersen
How's
is 0-3.
Oh, boy, he's due.
4.51 goals against average, .840 save percentage.
All right.
Including, by the way, Game 7 a year ago.
So we could get a high-scoring game.
Beat them in Game 7 a year ago.
You're looking for a high-scoring affair, is what it sounds like.
So if you're concerned about how
Tuukka
is going to perform, and that's valid.
Right.
Well, in his career, Frederik Andersen's been worse.
Yeah. And I mean, I would just think for his career, not just in Game 7s, but just every game, Frederik Andersen has been worse. Now, I know it's a little bit tougher to compare the two when you look at the defensemen in front of Toronto, although those guys have been better than I thought going into the series anyway, compared to who Tuukka has always had in front of him in his career. But you would hope that they have the advantage in net, but it's really been a wash so far.
It'll be a huge night, and you know, you've got to think that if there is a single player who's probably got the most pressure on him, it would be Tuukka. Because it always comes down to the goaltenders. Although, based on Frederik Andersen's career numbers, he sort of needs to get over the hump as well.
Yeah. It's Tuukka number one, but then after that, it's got to be the guys from their top line. And I know the top line's changed up a little bit, but Bergeron, Marchand, even Pasternak, those are your three best players in the regular season. Those guys are going to have to show up for Game 7.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Rich is in Salem. Hey, Rich.
What's up, Rich?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
What's going on?
Salem.
Yeah, go ahead.
So Jack Edwards, a call about 15, 20 minutes ago. I really don't care for Jack Edwards either. A couple things during the games he mentions. One thing was he twist the wrist.
Yeah, hated that.
That's all he says. Like, well, what are you talking about? He twist the wrist. Then another one
makes no
was,
sense.
In the muffin thing, he tries to be a Mike Emmerich, I think.
Yeah.
He also says he... I think it was because they were on the power play and they set up the triangle, and he come out with, he changed the geometry.
Yeah, what is that?
What the heck is changed the geometry?
Ridiculous.
So there's a few things that he says during the game. In fact, there was a breakaway one game a couple years ago, and guys at center ice on a breakaway, and he's asking Brickley a question during the breakaway.
Yeah, come on. Call the game.
If he was on the radio, you wouldn't know who had the puck, if they were in the offensive zone, defensive zone, or the
neutral. No clue.
But
you'd have no
but
idea,
he's
Rich.
Not on the radio, Rich. You can see it, right?
That is correct.
Oh, okay.
Just a lot of other things. That and it's funny because all my friends know I don't like them, and I'm so glad they're on NBC Sports.
Mm-hmm.
When I first put the first game on Nesson, he's going on about the team's been together this long, and I'm going, I can't listen to this. The game never even started yet.
He's a knee-seeking missile. Mm-hmm.
That's just my take on Jack Edwards.
Hey, join the club, Rich.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't think that's what Rich originally called for, but that's
where he wanted to go because he heard the other. He was inspired by the other caller.
Is that what it was?
The other,
inspired?
The last Bruins caller we had. The guy was very adamant. Doesn't like Jack on the call.
David's in Florida. Hey, David.
Hello. Red Sox are all cured. They're going to win this World Series now.
They look pretty good, David. They look good. They just beat the best team in baseball 3 straight.
They did. I'll give them that. I actually got a hockey question though.
Okay.
Something I don't understand, Dale. I don't understand about hockey. In basketball, for example, your best players play 35 to 40 minutes a game. Football, your best players play 75-80% of the players.
Well, half.
In hockey, what is all right, I'm not sure about football.
Well, I mean, offense, right? It's about half.
Of all the offensive plays, Brady, well, the quarterback plays 100% of the court of the players.
He doesn't play any of the defensive plays.
Yeah, well, or maybe someday he will.
I doubt it.
Rate. I sort of doubt that, but doubt yeah.
What I don't understand about hockey, your best players, you change lines every 35, what is it, every 45 seconds?
Yeah.
And I never played hockey.
I couldn't tell.
No.
I know. So, but... I mean, I
David,
what are we doing here, David?
We're not going to play the game of why doesn't Brad Marchand just play the whole game?
No, I'm just, what I'm asking is, A, why do you always sub line for line? Why can't you just sub, you know, like basketball, a player for a player, two for two? Why do you have to sub a whole line? Why is that convention?
Keeping them fresh, baby.
Do you think the other two guys would not get tired if you only subbed one guy?
Keep them fresh.
Well, no, but I mean, you.
No, you know what? I
stupid.
Can't.
What are we doing here?
Yeah, there's.
Tuca plays the whole game, usually.
That's because he's in much better shape, yeah, obviously, than everybody else who's out there.
That's an outside-the-box call there, you know? How come they don't play more?
good
hockey question.
I'm already questioning whether or not I should do this, but I will.
Oh, Coach is back.
Go ahead.
Coach Robidoux, this is Rossi's high school football coach. What's going on, Coach?
Hey, guys, how's it going? It's Coach Robidoux.
Oh, Coach Robidoux doing ASMR.
Yeah, I'm going to do ASMR, performance artist.
How are you doing? Are you on YouTube now?
Oh, yeah, it's great. Hey, Dale, I just had a question for you. Earlier you said you wanted to shoot that guy in his big head. I thought you were talking about Rich for a second.
Oh, come on. Coach, what? You know I'm very sensitive about the size of my head.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Rich, I love you. You're fantastic. Hey,
Oh, you got more. You're kind of losing it here, Coach.
I was wondering if Rossi could give me a hookup for the Orchids of Asia.
He doesn't know. Rossi does not have any Orchids of Asia day spa connections. I know he thinks that you do because you're a big massage guy.
You know, Jason Rossi, who professes to have little or no patience with poor callers,
why?
Was woefully tardy with the blow-up on that
I
one.
I thought he was pretty good at ASMR. He did a better job than Chime. I hate to say it, Chime, but I feel like Coach has really kind of ironed out his ASMR.
I strongly disagree.
You don't think he was good?
You know,
he was a little excited about it, but I thought I was starting to get some of the tingles.
He was going way too fast.
It was. I needed him to slow down. Can we run that through?
No, we're
down?
Good. No, you I think we're good.
Maybe
yeah.
later in the week.
Yeah, I
want to make a quick note about Coach and his alma mater as well as mine. Looks like shutting down the old Pope John High School in Everett, Massachusetts.
Is that right?
Oh, no.
Where are you going to go?
Where am I going to go?
Yeah.
I plenty of places
to go,
I know
you have
Keith.
A few semesters left. Where are you planning on going?
Got to finish that GED.
Where are you going?
Hence why I'm here. But
you're just going to go to Everett High then?
No, I can't at this point. Too many Super Bowl rings I missed out on in my 4 years. I'd have four rings right now if I went to Everett High.
Maybe go to BC High then.
Oh, yeah, prestigious. Yeah.
You're not allowed at my alma mater.
Oh, that's where Shine went. That's right. He and the, all right.
Yeah, but Coach is going to be out of a job. I just want to, in case he didn't
that's
know.
That's why he's doing ASMR. It makes a lot of sense. He knows where the money
probably
is.
Probably make a hell of a lot more money than being a Catholic high school
he knows
football
what he's
coach
doing.
And a bad one at that.
Good job, Coach.
Really?
Yeah. Positive reinforcement helps, Dale.
No,
yes,
it
does. It does.
Because it encourages him to come back, and I'm not sure that I want them to come back with that stuff. We'll give you what else you got in just a couple of minutes. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So I'm sure because he's our wrestling guru, Jason Rossi already knows this, but on the small chance that he doesn't, I'm going to give him some exciting news.
What else you got?
Huh.
It appears Friday night there was a local wrestling show at the Knights of Columbus building in West Allis, Wisconsin.
Looks like a small, intimate venue.
350 people jammed the place. Very excited to see this local wrestling promotion. And suddenly, out of nowhere, a guy wearing a mask and a hooded sweatshirt.
A luchador of some sort.
Ran into the ring and gave...
Dale, I can confirm it was not me.
And it was,
it was
not Jason Rossi.
That's where we're going? No
so kidding. This guy ran into the ring, and there's some wrestler, I don't know his name, and he gave him the famous go-to-sleep move.
Oh, I've seen that. Made famous by...
By CM Punk, and apparently it was him.
He's back!
This is the second time he's done this. He did it earlier in December of 2015, a small show in Chicago.
Oh, I didn't know that.
A mysterious hooded figure. Nobody knew about it until this weekend when it was reported on. So, Jason, your guy may be inching his way back into the wrestling business because CM Punk appeared.
CM Punk
at a Knights of Columbus building in West Allis, Wisconsin, Friday night.
He, of course, took his talents to the UFC, where he
got his ass kicked.
Yeah, he went 0-2. He went 0-2.
First off, there's a Knights of Columbus if he wants to come by, right near my house, less than 0.2 miles away. But I think this is not he.
It is he.
It's not confirmed. It's
him. Pretty sure it was him.
He was posing for pictures earlier in the day with fans.
Yeah.
Wearing the exact same violent gentleman's hooded sweatshirt
and tight pants
that this person was wearing.
He looks super skinny, by the way.
Wearing the exact same gray pants that this run-in wrestler was wearing.
Is he going to be at that All Elite, you think? You think
There's a lot of rumors about that.
There you go.
Double or nothing later next month. But there's a whole lot of rumors that, like, where were those pictures actually at the same place?
Yes.
Or was the person who did the run-in just a similar build smart enough to see that? And that could have been taken 2 months ago.
Perhaps.
Just to make
the... turns out, he did it in December of 2015, too.
Is that
Jason,
true?
I'm telling you right now, your guy could be coming back.
Every 4 years, he does a run-in, is what you're saying.
For every leap year.
Yeah, look forward to that.
What else you got?
Well, so Russell Westbrook is a giant baby. He always has a real hard time answering questions after a loss specifically, even sometimes after wins. He has a feud going with the Oklahomans.
Does he
Barry Trammell. But he's mad at everybody. They are down. The Oklahoma City Thunder are down 3-1 to Damian Lillard and the Portland Trailblazers. And this was after the loss yesterday. He and Paul George are both up on doing their little press conference. And Russell Westbrook was very open to answering questions.
Barry Trammell with the Oklahoma. And Russell, the first half, both teams struggled offensively. It was sort of a slug of a game. Both teams got going in the second half. What happened that sort of reversed the tone of this game?
Next question.
Yeah, Russ, the fourth quarter, you got a 15-point lead. They catch up. What happened the last 6, 7, 8 minutes that reversed the momentum and let you guys burst back away?
Just a stare down right now.
Kerry Eggers, Portland Tribune. Paul, why did you dunk there at the end of the game?
Next question.
Now, Paul George getting in on it.
Oh, boy.
Oh, these guys are fun. These guys are a real good time. So they're about to get, they're going back to Portland for game 5. I'm hoping Damian Lillard and the Blazers eliminate them. I love watching Lillard play, by the way. Maybe one of the most fun guys in the league to watch. The Thunder, though, like, man, what an absolute baby. Now, I don't know every single detail with this guy, Barry Trammell, but this is a constant theme with Russell Westbrook and the Thunder. Also, they do Oklahoma City. They've been, and there was an article written about it. I think it was in Grantland, was it? Like, it was an old article, right? Where it talks about how Oklahoma City kind of handles their players with the media and how that relationship all is and how, like, protective they are of the players. But Westbrook seems like an absolute baby. And we find out, so is Kevin Durant.
Steve Kerr actually talked about, not Westbrook, but in general, saying, you know, we have an obligation as part of this industry.
And these guys have a job to do.
Right. And these people are the conduit between our game and our fans. And, you know, you don't have to sit there and do a song and dance for them, but, you know, politely answer questions and then move on.
And, I mean, that question, please.
Totally innocuous.
Right. It was fine. And I do think Westbrook is overrated, but either way, he's a superstar in the league. He's one of the big names in the league. And so every time you lose, you're just going to go up there and be like, next question. Like, don't even go up there. And I guess he doesn't want to get fined or whatever, but still, it's like, that's embarrassing.
But if I was the NBA, I'd fine him for that.
Yeah, maybe you could. Maybe you could. I just think it's just so petty and childish, and that's what Westbrook has become, and they're not going to go anywhere once again. You know, Oklahoma City, they got two of the 10 best players in the league, or what, two of the 15 best players in the league, and looks like they're about to get bounced in the first round, and looks like he's going to go kind of kicking and screaming anyway.
We told you guys earlier in the program, Gary Tanguay, NBC Sports Boston, announced today on Twitter that he is battling non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. He said that the next time you see him on TV, he won't have any hair. We said it at the time, but I just think it bears repeating. We are all rooting for Gary Tanguay. He is, among other things, being treated at the Dana-Farber. He's getting the best care you can get in the world, as far as I'm concerned, for any of this sort of stuff. And I think he's going to kick the crap out of this.
I agree. He definitely will. Gary's a fighter. We're all on his side, and he's definitely going to beat this thing.
So OMF, they're reunited, right?
Nope.
Christian's not back yet?
I'm hearing a lot of crazy rumors. Man. A lot of stuff on Twitter I've heard. And,
must be nice to have that kind of vacation time.
Yeah, he's got one more day.
Yeesh. I've seen enough Instagram photos of him in a bathing suit in Cabo. Just saying, okay?
Nice. You could get off Instagram, Dale.
Me and Danny Amendola need to get the hell out of there.
Before we leave, I must also, today's Earth Day. I'm a big guy, so make sure you go recycle. Any of these papers you guys in there, get your papers. Recycle Dale. I'm going to go in that trash. I saw you throw a piece of paper. I'm going to grab that, too.
He is a big Earth Day guy.
He is a big Earth Day.
This is my day.
He's
all right?
Daniel Bryan.
I was Daniel Bryan before Daniel
Bryan. I know
Bryan.
You were. He stole your gimmick.
Well, OMF is coming up next. I have no idea what that means, but they're in here next.
Stay tuned to find out.
After we say goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you for stopping by. Goodbye. 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 Thank you for stopping by.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.